extremeast.co.uk.
What is propaganda?
Propaganda is defined as information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread to help or harm a person, group, or movement. Simply put, propaganda is anything meant to convince you to feel or act a certain way.
They shall go down unto life's borderland, walk unafraid within that living hell, nor heed the driving rain of shot and shell that round them falls, but with uplifted hand be one with mighty hosts, an armed band against man's wrongs and man, for such full well they know, and from their trembling lips shall swell a song of hope the world can understand. All this to them shall be a glorious sign, a glimmer of that resurrection morn, when age-long faith crowned with grace benign shall rise and from their brows cast down the thorn of prejudice. E'en though through blood it be, there breaks this day their dawn of liberty.
I wonder, are there roses there, and Ablan sand is there, and crosses girt with daffodils in that old garden there? I wonder if the long grass waves with wildflowers just the same, where the Germans made their soldiers' graves before the English came.
Is that fallen lance that lies as hurled, that lies unlifted now, come dew, come rough, but still lies pointed as it ploughed the dust. If we who sight along it round the world see nothing worthy to have been its mark, it is because, like men, we look too near, forgetting that it's fitted to the sphere our missiles always make too short and hard. They fall, they rip the grass, they intersect the curve of earth, and striking, break their own. They make us cringe from metal point on stone. But this we know. The obstacle that checked and tripped the body shot the spirit on further than target ever showed or shot.
My mind goes back to Fulham Wood and how we stuck it out. 8 days of hunger, thirst and cold, bowed down by steel and flame, waist deep in mud and mad with blood, dead men all about. We fought like fiends and waited for relief that never came. Beneath the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. Beneath the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. Beneath the crosses, row on row, that mark our place.
It's a long step round by the crucifix for a man with a mighty load, but there's hell to pay where the dead mule lies if you go by the Bellevue Road. Where the great yurt shells sport like an angry child with a litter of broken bricks, so we don't go down by the dead mule tree, but the crucifix. But the wild young men come bubbling out, looking for an early grave. They light their pipes on the parapet edge and they think they're being brave. They take no heed of the golden rules that the long, long years have taught, and they will go down by the dead mule tree when they know that nobody wants. And some of us old ones feel some days that life is a tiring thing, and we show our heads in the same place twice. We stand in the trench and sing. We lark about like a kid just out and shatter 100 rules, but we never go down by the dead mule tree. We aren't such perfect fools. And the war goes on and the men go down, and be he young or old, an Englishman with an English gun is worth his weight in gold. And I hate to think of the fine young lads who laughed at you and me, who wouldn't go round by the crucifix, but died by the dead mule.
You are listening to Propaganda on Extreme East Radio. A very happy new year to you. It's the first show of 2011. We haven't got too much new music for you at the moment. people don't release stuff over Christmas. So we're bringing you the best of the last year tonight. We're going to be back next week live in the studio with all the usual features. Andy will be back as well. In the meantime, I'm bringing you a selection of the highlights for me from the last 12 months. We started the show with a track from David Jack called Worn Out, and that was a montage of poetry recorded by us at the Up the Line event down in Brockley, the Brockley and Ladywell Cemeteries, a remembrance event recorded in November. And you can hear that track and the full credits of what poetry was recorded, etc. Go to YouTube and search for Propaganda Radio and Up the Line and you'll find that video. Okay, something completely different now. Back in March, Tiny Temper descended on Deptford at the Ra event down at the Albany. Disappointingly, we didn't get to meet Tiny. His people made sure everyone was a safe distance from him, given the fact he was number one in the charts at the time. And I don't know, they weren't too sure about Deptford, which is a shame. But we did get to meet two rising stars who've since gone on to bigger and better things, Griminal and Princess Naya.
Yeah, yeah, we're your boy Griminal and you're listening to Extreme East Radio. Keep it locked.
Deptford, London, thank you very much. Let's keep us at number one for another week, yeah? Same.
We're here at the Albany in Deptford. Tiny Temper's just come off stage here at the Riot event, and we're backstage with Griminal right now. How's it going, man?
I'm good. I'm feeling very good right now. Shout out to Tiny Temper doing his thing.
You all ready for tonight's crowd? You seen it out there?
Definitely, man. It looks live out there still. I was just coming in as Tiny Temper was coming off the stage, sounding like he was getting a good reaction, so should be live.
What's been happening for Griminal lately? What's happening?
I'm just focusing on getting out some new singles, videos. Just been doing loads of performances all over the UK. Just doing my thing, man. So just look out for me this year. Still working on my album. Back, got a deal on the table. Don't want to say too much about it, but yeah.
You new to Deptford? You new to this area?
No, I'm not familiar with it at all. No. But yeah, not different. Too much different from East London.
Yeah, we're coming over from Shadwell in East London, from Extreme East. Whereabouts are you?
Glasgow.
Yeah. What's the scene like over there at the moment? There's some good musicians coming out of the area?
Yeah, definitely. I've got one with me today. His name's Tiny. He's going to be doing his thing. There's Maxstar. There's Shrimpos. There's a few hot young acts coming out from East London, but not just East London, the whole of the UK as well. There's other new young hot acts coming out as well, so just look out for everyone.
And what have you got coming up? Have you got any gigs coming up?
Yeah, loads. I've got the O2 coming up. That's the Bigger Fish. That's going to be down still, so.
And where can people find out more about Griminal? Where do they need to go? MySpace?
I've got the MySpace there. It's MySpace/GriminalMC. And I've got Twitter/Griminal. So you can keep updated with me and what I'll be doing, all my shows and whatnot through there.
ExtremeEast.co.uk. Invincible. Let's go.
What they call us, and what we got right now is what they call love, and what we got right now is what they all us. Cause when we break up, you know we're getting right back. I love your makeup, like how you getting like that. I say something wrong, you know I take it right back. Yeah, it's like that, right away. You can see we got something from a mile away. By the way, don't get it twisted, all you trying to say. Babes, no, it's not a game that I'm trying to play. Got my blood rushing like a tidal wave. And they will never ever have love like you. They will never ever have love like we.
Love your boy too, now that I'm this be the bit when it breaks down? But you can't always switch when I ain't grand. But you knew I was trying to be a star from before. Now I'm outside and you don't wanna answer your door. I'm phoning your phone, you're rejecting my calls. See all the dots, I'm connecting them all, yeah. Now I know why I wiped you. Keep being like that, that's why I like you. Yeah, you know that I want you, and if you want that girl, you know that I want to.
You want me, I need you. We break up and we get right back. For a matter of fact, that's why they call us invincible, invincible, invincible. Hate you, gonna love you right back. I'm crazy, but we're the perfect match. It's a matter of fact, that's why they call us
to extremebeast.co.uk.
Yes, girls club in the building. Let me hear you make some noise for Princess Naya!
We're here at the Albany in Deptford for the Ra event. We're here with Princess Naya. How did you enjoy tonight's gig?
Oh, it was really, really, really good. Yeah, it was amazing. There was loads and loads and loads of kids there and bright lights.
What's it like performing to an all ages crowd?
I performed to an all ages crowd before, and the reason why I really like it is because they're all sober. So you're getting a really, really honest response as to your, like, whether or not they like your songs or not. And yeah, it was really good. They was all smiling and screaming at the front. It was wicked.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you been up to so far?
I released an album last year called Die of a Princess, which you can buy on iTunes now. It's only $3.95. I released a track called Frontline early last year, and the second track called Big Boys. I'm getting ready for my third release, which is called Hooligans, which is coming out on the 19th of April, and a fourth release, which is coming out on the 31st of May, which is called Butterfly. So keeping myself really busy in the studio, working really hard on another album at the moment, and just kind of branching out, working with different people and doing a million and one PAs, because yeah, everybody wants to see Princess at the moment, so it's really good.
Frontline was quite a big track. How's the sort of, how do you feel the UK funky scene's going at the moment?
I think as long as the DJs play new songs, I think that it's going to go a lot further. Sometimes what happens is people just like to play the big tracks, so they play all of the big tracks and they keep playing them over and over again. But you've got a few really cool tastemaker DJs out there at the moment. You've got Target, you've got Marcus Nasty, who play brand new stuff, and I think that's what we need. If you can do that, then yeah, we'll go a bit further.
So are there any other artists out there exciting you at the moment?
There's loads of artists out there exciting me at the moment. A lot of the females are exciting me because, you know, you've had this surge of male dominance in like the UK charts, and you know, Deneo, and you've got Tiny Tempah and Tinchy Strider and Chipmunk. They're all kind of playing these, you know, these big, I don't know, these big roles in the scene at the moment, and there's not a lot of females that has risen to the occasion as yet, but I think everybody's working really hard. So I think you really need to look out for Shani Cupcake. She's an amazing artist, she's really young, and she's got some wicked, wicked set of vocals on her. She's someone definitely need to look out for. Sela, there's a girl called Superstar Sela as well, she's really good. You need to look up her. Sadie Ammer, she's been working on new material. So a lot of people that you probably don't know what they're doing right now because they're still kind of working on it, but yeah, a lot of up and coming young females. I think yes, it's time for the girls to take over, you know. So
and what's next for the Princess?
Well, as I said, my release is coming up. I've got a video coming out. We're shooting a remix, which has got Griminal on it and Getz is on it as well. No one's heard it yet, and that's like top exclusive news because nobody knows. But yeah, that's coming out. Video to Butterflies as well. I'm doing a school tour in May. So yeah, just keeping myself really busy and just creating new material and trying to please my adoring public.
Where can people find out more about you?
I've got a blog, princessnaya.com, or if you're in this new age Twitter world, then I live on my Twitter. My hand's actually really hurting because in the car I was like so yeah, you can follow me / Princess Naya on Twitter. I've got a Facebook too now as well, because my first one's a little bit full. So yeah, you can find out all about me, and if you're a DJ as well, you can get on my mailing list. I always give my songs out. Some people are a bit funny, but I send my songs out all the time. So if you're a DJ and you want to get on the mailing list, it's dj@princessnaya.com. Yeah, definitely send you out some stuff. Love all the DJs playing music. So
extremeast.co.uk.
My soul is open, hearts on the line. I've no control, feelings I cannot hide. See, I'm feeling you, feeling.
You give me butterflies.
You're listening to Extreme East Radio. This is Propaganda, and I'm Jamie Izzard, bringing you the best of the show from the last year, highlights of 2010 for you tonight. We'll be back live in the studio with Andy next week, I promise. Right now, though, I have to go back to one of my highlights of the year, and that was when one of our favourite bands came into the studio to record a session for us and preview tracks from their second album, Songs for Swinging Lovers. The band are The Indelicates, and in fact, the name of the album was announced on the show, which was quite special for us. And they explained what the cover was and the artwork they just produced. Anyway, it turned out to be a great album and a brilliant session, and I'm going to bring you two of the tracks they performed live for us now. First one, Savages, and then We Love You, Tanya.
This one is called Savages.
Flame in your eye could burn the world if it were to escape, and the love in your heart is the kind of love they write epic verse about, darling. You know that you're better than this, darling. You know we are better than this. We are ash and we are books, coffee stained and overlooked. We are ornamental swords forged for the peace after the war. And the world has no need of the songs that we sang. We are savages, you and I, and we will hang.
seen in magazines. It's the other side of sky. It's the saint of the enemy. It's the sickness of America, where nobody is clean. Oh, Paddy, your daddy, well, he's richer than anyone. Yeah, he's richer than everyone in this whole.
We Love You, Tanya, the Propaganda session version from The Indelicates, and before that you heard Savages, both recorded for us last year, bringing you the highlights of 2010 tonight. Up next, I've got a band we chatted to earlier in the year. They remain under the radar, but we believe they've got potential to be huge in 2011. That band is Youthless, and here's another chance to hear the interview we had with them outside the New Cross Inn in New Cross. Also, I've got an interview from Natalie from their label, an exciting new label. It's the first release on One Bird, their last single. And yeah, Natalie chats to us after the guys from the band Youthless.
So hi, we're Youthless. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sebastiano.
And so tell us a little bit about the band. How did you guys get together?
We've known each other for half our lives. We went to high school together. We're in the same class. And we learned to play guitar together, learned to smoke pot together, first night in jail together. Yeah, we're like family.
And I'm guessing from the accents you're not from New Cross?
No, I'm actually English and Alex is American, and we both live in Portugal, so the accent might have changed somehow in some way, so yeah.
I'm from New York, but we met in a Spanish school in Lisbon. Really bizarre.
Yeah, so you've done a little tour of the UK. How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun. We started off up in Manchester with the ITC, and that went extremely well. Got to see also tons of amazing bands too. You know, the standards are really good here. It's different. It's back home. It's a different scene. Played where it was Leeds, and then down back to London. Oxford also was fun, and then we head off tomorrow back to Portugal.
What's your favourite city so far, the UK?
Well, London's the one we know the best. Manchester was really, really fun for us because there was just such a good vibe with the ITC. You know, it was like all these tiny bands. They're all just like really excited. You know, it's like a really good phase to catch fans in. I think Manchester was probably the funnest part of the tour for me. I mean, I feel more at home in London. I know London very well.
And how's the music scene back home?
It's interesting to use a word that a friend used. It's vacuous. No.
There's good music. There's not a lot, but what is good is pretty good. There's some people were working with Buracas do Sistema, yeah, with their label back in Portugal, and they're pretty big dance in the dance scene.
Paulo's are some friends of ours that are great. This band called Gala Drop, really fantastic. They're opening for Panda.
But most of these bands don't get out of Portugal. They're just stuck there, very few. So
Gala Drop's doing some shows with Animal Collective, I think, in the States, so they're doing all right. Mainly, there's not much rock music in Portugal, at least not much rock that we're into. There's a lot of good electronic stuff, a lot of really good electronic stuff, and a lot of really good, you know, like Afro-Brazilian or like gypsy music, or, you know, or like old school fado and stuff. It's just the rock scene. I think it's more of like a language thing, you know. And
So if people haven't heard you before, how would you describe your sound?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I wouldn't know. We don't know exactly what we play because it's been varying slowly. We like to call it, apparently they say it's alternative, but it's not. It's
by the second. It's got some elements of psychedelia and bizarreness and noise, a lot of noise. It's got like some no waviness, you know, like New York 1970s. First earlier stuff we did has a lot of kind of like dancey electro, you know, like club beats, but played as if played by like Black Sabbath or something, you know, like we play as if we're trying to kill someone.
But we're moving away slowly somewhere else, you know. You can't just stick to one style.
I think we have a sound and a chemistry just because of the chemistry, because we've known each other forever and we played forever, and the sound just because of the way, like, basically Sab's invented a cool little way of using the bass. He sticks it through various amps at the same time, and then he uses an AB, like a switch. So it sounds like there's like a lot of different guitar sounds and bass sounds going on all at the same time, and then I use effects on my voice. So we have like a characteristic sound, you know, there's just two of us, and we have like broken equipment that we've turned into something or other. But stylistically, it moves around, but I think it's not too shocking, it all makes sense.
So what's next in the pipeline? You going back home, you gonna put any music out?
Yeah, we've been offered to do a remix for Tigga for a side project, which is really cool. We're gonna see if we can manage that, and we're working on a new EP, which is really cool. Very, very nerdy. So we've done these two concept EPs that are based on, one's based on Greek mythology, the other's based on Marshall McLuhan. I don't know if you know him, he's like this Canadian philosopher who talks about media studies and stuff. And then,
gotta get some surfing in.
Surfing. We haven't surfed in a long time, so that's priority number one, I think.
Extremeast.co.uk.
Yeah.
is where I wanna be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home, she lifted up her wings, guess that this must be the place. I can't tell one from another. Did I find you or you found me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asked, this is where I'll be.
And I co-run One Bird Records, and we've just released our very first single, which is Golden Age by Youthless.
So how did the label come about?
The label came about through me meeting Laura. We were both music journalists and we kept appearing at the same gigs, so eventually we started talking to each other, got drunk one night and asked each other what the thing that we would do was if we could do anything in the world. We both said, let's start a record label, so then we did. We've been doing music journalism, bits of PR and gig promotion for a few years now. Then we decided the next step was to push bands further and really take them from the beginning, which is finding them, to the public consciousness. So we've done that with Youthless, and it's actually been great so far. So we'll see what happens next.
So is there a music policy for the label or something?
There isn't a music policy. It's kind of just the stuff that we want to put out, really. So it might be something completely different next time. We really don't know. Our quirk is the fact that we just release singles, and the physical release is not on CD or vinyl, it's on something else. So this time the physical release is on a screen print. So it's an A3 screen print, which has a limited run of 100, and that's all there are ever. So you buy that and then you get a free download of the single. So you can either do that or just download it from wherever you like, really.
And what's the online home of the label?
It's onebirdrecords.com, or twitter.com/onebirdrecords, or facebook.com/onebirdrecords.
And Youthless, so the band that released in the first single on the label, big fans of Youthless on the show. How did you meet the band?
Unglamorously, even though they're from Lisbon in Portugal, we actually met them in East London last year, so slightly less glamorous, but yeah, met them. They sent me an email with their MySpace the morning after, and I absolutely fell in love with what I was listening to. So as soon as the label started, we went straight back to them and grabbed them and brought them over here from Lisbon, and they've just finished. Well, tonight is the last night of their UK tour, so they've been around for the past 3 weeks playing in Manchester, Leeds, Oxford, a lot of shows in London. Tonight's the last one of that. So
have you been around the UK with them?
Yeah, I've been tour managing them, as well as press and radio and like everything in between. They call me their tour mummy, actually, which is quite sweet.
So what's next for the label? You got any bands in the pipeline, or would you like listen? You know, any bands that are listening to get in touch?
We're talking to a few bands at the minute, so we're definitely going to be releasing more this year and next year too. But we definitely welcome all demo submissions, so anyone who is interested in our label can find out more about us through the website. Also, drop me an email with MP3s or demos. My email address is natalie@onebirdrecords.com.
Extremeast.co.uk.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Propaganda on Extreme East Radio, and we are reviewing the best of last year, best of 2010 tonight. The show comes back live in the studio with a host of new music, as usual, from next week. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday from 7 o'clock. Tonight, though, we're looking back at the year. Now, as well as getting excited about new music, we occasionally like to pop along to other events happening around South East and East London. One such event was the Hell's Half Acre exhibition in Lambeth that took place last year. And while we were down there, we put together this little feature. Enjoy.
You're listening to extremeast.co.uk.
You're listening to Propaganda on Extreme East Radio. This week, Propaganda recommends LA street artist David Cho, who recently came to London to produce a whole host of works for the Hell's Half Acre exhibition at the Old Vic Tunnels in Waterloo. As described by Banksy's art dealer and creator of the event, Steve Lazarides, Hell's Half Acre is a subterranean journey into hell, as envisaged by a group of young cutting-edge artists. It's a vision of our hellish society under coalition rule, inspired by Dante's Inferno. Now, I'm certainly no art critic, but I do like scary stuff, and I've been dying to check out the labyrinth of abandoned tunnels that lie beneath Waterloo Station. They now play host to art installations and performances, thanks to the Old Vic taking over the space last year. We headed to the exhibition via the authorised graffiti space that stretches along Leek Street at the back of Waterloo Station, which attracts an array of street artists of varying quality. And originally came to life 2 years ago as a three-day exhibition created by and featuring the works of Banksy. We then made our way into Hell's Half Acre, where David Cho had adorned the ticket booth with some fairly disturbing images. Into the first tunnel, and we almost missed another Cho piece, which he recently described to Babelgum.com. Warning, cover your ears now if you're easily offended.
I'm just trying to paint the scariest shit. So, trying to think, hell, eternity, the scariest shit ever. What is the scariest shit ever? Because I'm not really afraid of anything, you know. I'm not scared to die, I'm not scared of any of these things. So what is scary? What the fuck is like really scary to me? What is hell? I guess, what else? A woman. A woman is the scariest thing ever. So here's a man and a woman in, you know, demonstrating carnal knowledge to each other, and they're both, I don't know, one of them is wearing a mask of a, you know, hairless rooster, and the other one is a laughing hyena. So it's two people fucking with masks on, and, you know, what's scary? Relationships are scary. They're choking the shit out of each other while they're fucking. They're hurting each other and pleasing each other, and at the end we pull their masks off, and what do we find? It's, you're fucking your own mother. It's a motherfucker. And that's hell. I don't
know. I don't know. Alongside David Cho's dark street art, the installation also included Mark Jenkins' Chrysalis, which consisted of five eerily realistic bodies wrapped in cling film and suspended from the ceiling. There was also an amazingly calm video installation by Doug Foster, which showed beautiful images of fire reflecting against a deadly still pool of water that covered the floor of the tunnel. Among armadas of ghostly ships, a disco ball of syringes, and a 3D image of two naked girls made entirely of porn mag cuttings, we were greeted by Ville's giant portrait of Bernard Madoff, which had been impressively etched into the wall by chipping away at several layers of plaster. Scary stuff. Now, it wasn't all doom and gloom, and the light at the end of the tunnel finally came in the form of Paul Insect's final piece, which created an actual rainbow above our heads, which led to Takujin Yoshiaka's dazzling 200 grand crystal ball hanging from the ceiling. But nothing could top my favourite installation, the pop-up bar, complete with comfy armchairs and sound system. Nice.
Thank you.
shadow of a living to be made. Write it down before you burst. Write it down before you burst. Write it down to leave you empty. I didn't even realize you meant.
Chris DT and Nintendo, taken from his album Love Is Not Rescue, which came out last year, I think back in March. Playing that because he performed one of the gigs of the year for me, alongside one of our favourite bands, Tom Williams and the Boats. They both played in December at the Old St Pancras Church, which was actually a real church, but like, you know, one that was still used as a church. They just do gigs at the weekend, which is nice. So I made it quite a special gig just before Christmas, a bit of red wine, was a merry evening. So yeah, playing that, that's Nintendo from Chris TT from Love Is Not Rescue. Okay, so nearly end of the show today. We've been playing you the best of 2010 from the Propaganda Radio Show, some of the highlights of the year for us. And we're going to be looking forward to 2011 as of next week's show. Back to normal, Andy and myself in the studio next Tuesday from 7 o'clock. Right now, though, I'm going to leave you with a session track from Anita Marge. You're listening to Propaganda on Extreme East Radio.
It's not working, I can't do this. My senses go into overload.
you. I can't bear to see you. You drive me wild. Pretty boy with sexy smile gets harder all the time. Say no to you. Out of control. Yeah, you're taking my soul. Yeah, you're taking my sense. Taking control. Out of control. Breaking through my defense. Breaking through my defense. Taking control. Can't hide my feeling when you're talking to her. Die inside. Pretty, don't know what you do to me. Never thought I would be driven to insanity.